just in the vein to sing a little strain. So pin your attention down to a tale I'll tell of a Hallamshire swell. I shall introduce as Brown. He was in the rifle corps, and I mustn't say more to you that listens to me. Out, do the thing that's right, all on a Sunday night, with the girls of Glossop Road, with the girls of Glossop Road, with the girls of Glossop Road, do the thing that's right, all on a Sunday night, with the girls of Glossop Road. Now Brown was a spark, rather fond of a lark, and a married man, though not chaste, and little he cared how his own wife fared, if another girl took his taste. So himself he dressed in his regimental best, and proud as a peacock strode, admiring the curls, crinolines and pearls of the girls of Glossop Road, of the girls of Glossop Road, of the girls of Glossop Road, admiring the curls, crinolines and pearls of the girls of Glossop Road. Well, he accosted a fair with dark wavy hair, blue boots and a red leather belt, and he smiled and he talked as they onward walked, endeavouring her heart to melt. Then this sly volunteer gave a wink and a leer, inquiring her name and her abode, and he felt as grand as a lord of the land. With the girls of Glossop Road, with the girls of Glossop Road, with the girls of Glossop Road, and he felt as grand as a lord of the land, with the girls of Glossop Road. Well, at length Mr. Brown and this girl settled down in a neat little inn close by, where he ordered a drain of draught champagne and a quarter of a cold pork pie. Then he huddled and pressed, close cuddled and caressed, and kisses he gave her alone, and he fell upon his knees, just as swoony as you please. With the girls of Glossop Road, with the girls of Glossop Road, with the girls of Glossop Road, and he fell upon his knees, just as swoony as you please. With the girls of Glossop Road. Well, this quaint little man had scarcely begun his love tale out for to paw, when who should he see but his own Mrs. B, peeping at the parlour door, with the bound of a bear she fastened on his hair, crying as her anger rose, "I'll tear away your eyes if you've come to exercise." With the girls of Glossop Road, with the girls of Glossop Road, with the girls of Glossop Road, I'll tear away your eyes if you've come to exercise. With the girls of Glossop Road. So to set the matter right, the women had a fight, and a right old timer up and down. They smashed the smithereens, hats, gowns and crinolines, and then they went to work on Brown. Well, he was jolly well thrashed, and his head got smashed, and the crowd their anger did bestow, and his fine uniform went to blazes in the storm. with the girls up Glossop Road, with the girls up Glossop Road, with the girls up Glossop Road. And his fine uniform went to blazes in the storm, with the girls up Glossop Road. So a lot of the police, 'cause they'd broken the peace, took Brown to the town hall cells, where he had to ruminate on his unlucky fate with many other fast young swells. And his wife ran away the very next day. And the close of this little episode, he's a volunteer still, but he never goes to drill, with the girls up Glossop Road, with the girls up Glossop Road, with the girls up Glossop Road. He's a volunteer still, but he never goes to drill, with the girls up Glossop.